Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Tzadi Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 153rd daf in Shas. Shechionu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. This is 7 years later from last time that I had recorded the daf Be'yomi, and I'm now recording it in a Beis Medrash that I've started with the Talmidim, Mevak She'emes and Mishkafayim. The Shurim started in my backyard. So it's a special thing to be able to bring it l'toch kosle beis hamedrash. Perek Asiri in Maseches Shabbos continues with the halachos of Hotza'ah. We had learned in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hei Mabez that there needs to be a shir muat, a minimum shir to be chayiv when it comes to Hotza'ah. For example, when it comes to Ochlim, it is a grogeris, the size of a date, and revius when it comes to Mashkin. Our Mishnah is going to give us some exceptions to the rule. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadi on the base, Hamatznia Lizora, if someone puts away food, Lizera, for Zriya, Uledugma, or he puts it away for a show display, in other words, puts it away for someone to buy, vilarefua, or he puts away these seeds for medicinal purposes, vehotzio b'shabbos, and then he takes out Shabbos chayiv b'kolshu. Then he's going to be chayiv even on the smallest amount. Rashi tells us, opening us the perek, that this is the concept of achshavei, that if he shows that he wants this, that this seed is significant, then he's going to be chayiv. Rashash on daf pei points out that this goes against the general rule of batla daito etzel kol adam. When it comes to hotzah, there we don't say that. V'chol adam ein chayiv alav ela kishiura, but everybody else would be only chayiv for a shir. When it comes to the zera, we've discussed the different seeds and the different usage in the Mishnah on daf tzadi, and then it will be subject to the different shiurim. So our Gemara begins. Lama li l'misni hamatsnia, lisni hamotzi l'zera, uledugmur l'refuah chayiv kolshu. Why does the Mishnah say hamatsnia, which is a unique way of describing someone who's putting something away? You don't need to talk about someone putting something away. Just say someone who took it out for those purposes, refuah kolshu, you'd be chayiv on. Amar Abaye, hocha ma'iskin k'goin shehetsniyoy v'shachach l'mahetsniyoy. We're talking about a person who put it aside, and he forgot why he put it aside. V'hashta kamapikle. And now he took it out. He took it out stama, without any intention. In other words, without any particular das prior. So he had originally put away this seed for, say, refuah. But now he doesn't even remember. He takes it out stam. Says Amar Tapitzadi Alef on Alef Malchus, and betulei bet shaftoi, that he's mevatel his machshava. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is kol ha'isal das rishenu waisa. If he was machshivit l'refua originally, then we consider that machshava as continual, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, mechayiv hayu Rav Meir af motzi chita achas l'zriya. Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel said, Rabbi Meir was also mechayiv you for taking out one kernel of wheat for zriya. Says the Gemara, pshita kol shu tanam. Why do we need to say af Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir also is like, that's pashut. Our Mishnah says kolshu. Says Gemara Maldusem kolshu lafuki migrogeris. I might have thought that kolshu means to say, as opposed to the regular rule of grogeris. When the Mishnah says grogeris, kolshu, excuse me, it only means to preclude from a grogeris. But la'olam adika kezayis, but you would still need the smaller share of a kezayis. In other words, Mishnah didn't mean literally kolshu, kamash malan. That's what the chidush we're trying to emphasize over here is. Maskeflar v'yitzlev b'reid Rav Yehuda, elamiyata, chishev lohotzi kol beso. If a person intended to take out his whole house, in other words, once we're suggesting that everything is dependent on a person's das, so his job he views that as not being complete until he empties his whole house. Hachinami d'lo mechayv ademapik l'kule. In other words, once we're saying l'chomra, that for chita achas, if it's your machshavit, you're going to be chayiv, then the other direction as well. then the only time you should be chayiv if you intend to take it out the whole house is if you took out the whole house. Says the Gemara, Hasan Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. Over here we say the rule of Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. So Gemara is saying that Batla Daita is used in one direction and not in another. When it comes to the minimal shear, then we don't say Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. But when it comes to the maximum shear, then we do say Batla Daita Itzel Kol Adam. And therefore, and when it comes to someone who didn't intend to take out simply gross, but more, rather we look at what is the standard Maisa Havotza, which would be a gross. The Mishnah continues, V'chol Adam ein chayavin alav ela kishyura. In contrast to the person who had designated that seed as important, a regular person is only going to be chayiv for the shiur of seeds that were mentioned on Daf Tzadi. Says the Gemara, Masnisin lokar b'shem min alazar. At first glance, our Mishnah doesn't seem like Rav Shimon Elazar. The Sanya Klal on Rav Shimon Elazar. Kol Shein Akasher LaAtzniyoy Ve'im Atzniyoy Kamoyu V'Hochsher LeZeh VeAtzniyoy. If you have something that is not hidden, an item that's not hidden with that shear, but Reuven comes along and he decides to designate that small kernel. Uba Acher V'Hoitzi. And someone else comes who didn't have that machshava, that this kernel is chashiv, and he takes it out. Then the second person is going to be chayiv for that one seed, because the previous person, the owner, had given it chashivas. That is in direct contradiction with our Mishnah that had said, V'kol adam ein chayov in alav ela kishyura. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, a new halacha. Rav Amar Rav Nachman continues after the Gemara has rejected the consistency of Rav Shimon Elazar's position with the position of our Mishnah, and he teaches a halacha that at first glance the Gemara says seems to be obvious. If a person took out a gregoris and he intended to eat the gregoris, which is the shear of Hotzah, and then he decided to use it for Zriya, and Zriya, of course, has a different shear. Or he took out for Zriya and he decided to use for Achila. Chayiv, he's Chayiv. He took out a Gagrogeris, so he's Chayiv. Says Gmar, Pshit, of course, the regular shear of Hotzah is Gagrogeris. Zil Hachika Shira, Zil Hachika Shira. Either way, whether you're focusing on Lizriya or you're focusing on Achila, there's a shear. Zriya has a smaller shear, but here he didn't even, we don't have a question of whether he's Chayiv because he took out the smaller shear. Says Gemara, Mao, the same of Be'inon Akira V'Anocha B'chol D'Machshava V'Holeka. I might think that you need Akira and Anocha with a particular shear, and you don't have it. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is that even though his Akira, his Das was for one shear, and his Anocha was a different shear, nevertheless, the fact that his Das was different is not going to adversely affect the Halachos of Hotzah. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that this Hava Mina is based on the idea that we know on Daf Heyam Abeis that the Gemara said if one is Oker Shelo Al Das Lohoitzi, so then in such a case one is Potter. The Akira has to be Letzarech Hanacha. Now if the Akira is not with the Das of the same Shear for Hanacha, maybe that's already considered Akira Shelo Letzarech Hanacha. A little bit of a Chidush, but that would be the Pshat in the Gemara. Take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Boy, Rava, the Gemara continues. Hoitzi Chatzi Kegregor Slezriya. He took out a half of Grogers, and his attention was for Zriya, Vitipcha, and then it got blown up. Vinimlach alel l'achila. You know, as it blew up to a larger shear, and he decided to use it for achila. Mahu. What's halacha? Im timtzalamar hasamu d'mechayiv. Over there, you're going to say that one is chayiv, d'zil hachayika shir, d'zil hachayika shira. When you picked it up, it had the shear. It's just that you were thinking for one thing. And then the hanacha you thought for a different thing, but hacha over here kivan to be itna da afkalo have beshir achila. But over here, when you picked it up and you picked it up lizria for a chatzi grogers, it didn't have the shear for achila. And then you changed your mind when it had a shear of achila. So lo mechayiv. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's beautiful. The Gemara is asking if you need akira letzarech hanacha over here b'shasa akira. It wasn't the das that you had at all for hanacha, and it didn't even have the shear for hanacha. However, on the other hand, if he would have been silent and he wouldn't have thought, so then Machayev Amachshava Dizriya. So he's going to be Chayev for the Machshava Zriya. When he picked it up, it was size of Zriya. And if he kept his das, then he would be Chayev. Hashtana Min Chayev. So too he'd be Chayev. Vim Tim Salomar. And if you're going to say, Kimun Dilu Ishtik V'lo Chashula Mechayev, that since he could have been silent, and he wouldn't have thought of it, he'll still be chayiv. In other words, he wouldn't have changed his das. He would have been chayiv. Amachshava d'zriya, hashtinami mechayiv. So now too, he's going to be chayiv. Then we have the following question. Haitzi kegregoris la'achila. He took out a gregoris that is roi la'achila. Vitzamka, and then it shrank. V'nimla chalel zriya, and he decides for zriya, ma'u. What would the halacha be? Do we say it's the same thing as above is a chayiv? And say, ha'cha v'adai ki ishtik. Over here, it's different. Because over here, since he was silent, and you have to go back to the original machshava, and according to the original machshava, where he took it out, la'achila, it doesn't have the shear. Or do we say you go after what it is now, and he's going to be chayiv. And if you're going to say you go after what it is now, and he's going to be chayiv. If he took out grogris for achila, then it shrunk. And then it got blown up. Now we have a new shaila. Up until now, these were questions about the relationship between Akira and Hanach, as we explained according to Rabbeinu Chananel. Now we have a question, Yesh Dichui Linyan Shabbos, so Ein Dichui Linyan Shabbos. So there was a time that it didn't have the shear, so do we say it's Nidche? The concept of Dichui exists in many areas of Halacha. For example, if something was Roy for a mitzvah, and then it's Dichui, it's Nidche for mitzvah, so then in such a case it could be that it can no longer become ra'ui for the mitzvah again. So too when it comes to Shabbos. Do we say that since it was dachui, it lost its shear for the chiyuv, you can't resuscitate it? Oh, ain't dichui linyan Shabbos? Or do we say that there is no dichui on Shabbos? Rashi explains that the concept of dichui over here would be dichui for the chiyuv chatas. That, of course, we're talking about Maisa Isser, that when done b'shogeg is a chi of chatas. So just like we have the concept of dichui by kachim and dichui by mitzos, so here will be akin to the dichui of kachim, that since the chatas was nitche, that you couldn't be mechayev chatas on this shir at that particular time, it can no longer reappear for a chi of chatas. The Gemara continues, 8 lines from the bottom. Boy mine ravamir of Nachman. Zara kezayis truma lebeis tameh. The person threw a kezayis of truma into a house that is tameh. Mahu, what's the halacha? So Gemara needs to clarify what exactly is the question over here. We have a house, we have Zrika, which could be talking about Shabbos. We have a house which is Tameh, but we also have Truma. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilinyin Shabbos kegrogris be'inan. If it's for Shabbos, then you need a larger shear of a kegrogris, and you only had a kezayis. Ilinyin Tuma. And if we're talking about Tuma, kebeitza ochlin be'inan. For the shear of Tuma, when it comes to ochlin, you need the shear of beitza. Says the Gemara, first wide line on the bottom, le'elam le'inyin Shabbos. Really, we're talking about Shabbos. Gondi ika pachos mikabetza eichlin. Vahai mashlima lebetza. You have a shear that was less than a betza, but you have a kezayis that was coming in, that was thrown in, that was landing next to a pachos mikabetza in the house, and it joins to a shear kebetza. So it landed for a beitza. My, mid it starts with Indian tuma. When it comes to tuma, so now you've got a shear. The Zrika created a shear of its tziruf. So then, mechayiv nami l'inyan Shabbos, we should say that he's going to be chayiv also for Shabbos. O Dilma, call the Indian Shabbos kegrogris b'inan. Since when it comes to Shabbos, you need the larger shear of kegrogris. So then, in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil Mai, mid the chashiv hach Zrika l'inyan tuma, chashiv nami l'inyan Shabbos. There's like a din of a migu. Since the halacha is that it's considered chashav vis-a-vis tuma, and now when we're deciding whether it's tuma, we're going to say that there is a shear to be mitzarif tuma. So too, there's a chashivos for Shabbos, that we would say that there is a chashivos to the point that Rashi says as if it's a grogris. Amar leit, so that's the Gemara's shaila that Rava had asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman responded to what we learned. Abashol oimer, shtei alechem v'lecha aponim shiru kegrogris. When it comes to the shtei alechem and the lechem aponim, when it comes to hotzah and Shabbos, the shir is going to be a kegrogris. Why is it that it's a kegrogris? The Gemara clarifies, v'amai, lema midele inyin yotzi, because I is, when it comes to the iser of motzi, of taking it out
outside of the Azara. That if you take out the Shteya Lechem Lechem Aponim, which is the Isser of taking out Kodshim from Yerushalayim, the Shir is Kezayis. So once we say that it already has a Chashivas in the Shir of Kezayis, Linyan Shabbos Nami, Bekezayis, so too we should say that for Shabbos also, it has a Shir Kezayis. And that is similar to a Svar that we had wanted to say, that once it's going to have Chashivas when you threw it into a base Tameh, when it has a Kashir Kebetza, so then you'd be Chayiv for Shabbos as well. Says, no. Hasam mida afke chutzachem es azara ifsa lo biyotzei. A Shabbos lo mechayiv ademafik le rishus harabim. When it comes to the Isser of Hotza'a, if you actually took out the Shtei HaLechem from the Azara, so then you wouldn't be chayiv. The only time you'd be chayiv is, by the way, we mentioned earlier, take out to Yerushalayim. I meant to say to take out of the Azara. The only time that you're going to be chayiv for taking out on Shabbos is if you take out to the Rishus HaRabim. So the shiur of Iser Hotzah Me'Hazara is the shiur of a Kezayis. And for Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv until you took it out of the Rishus HaRabim. So then that's a separate shiur. That's a grievous. Hacha Shabbos V'tuma B'hadei Adadi Kasib. Over here, it happens simultaneously. The moment in which you created the shiur Tumah, we want to know if you're over the Iser Shabbos. And there's a shiur Choshuv V'tuma, so then you would have thought that in such a case, you'd be chayiv for that as well. Mark continues to analyze the Mishnah, six lines from the top and side, the Aleph on base. Chazav echnisai enoi chayiv elekishiura. In a case in which that someone had designated a smaller shear of zera, then we learned in our Mishnah that you're going to be chayiv, and then he took it out, if he took that small shear, because he gave it chashivas, if he brings it back in, so then in such a case, it goes back to the regular shear. Says Gmar, pshita, that's pashut. He never showed it unique chashivus once they had gone outside. He threw it into a storage area, and it's clear that it has its singular identity. I might think he had given it chashivus as a singular kernel when it was in his house for refuah, and then he put it in the otzar and it had a particular pace, so that maybe it retains the original chashivas. Kamash malam, the zarki lotzer bitulei batle. Once he puts in the otzar, it loses its identity for chiyuv, and therefore it's going to go back to the regular shira of otzah. We begin a new Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya, nine lines from the top and sadi aleph and beis. Hamaitzi oichlin v'nasan ala skupa. If a person took out food and he put it on the threshold, that's between the Rishus HaRabim and the house, whether he then takes it out or someone else does, in other words, he doesn't directly take it out from the house, which would be Hotza, but rather first it's put on the Askupa, Potter, because he didn't do the action in one commiserate action, he broke it up into two different parts. Let's take a look at Rashi. Melachtoi basachas akira mimakum chiyuv v'anocha mimakum chiyuv. Basachas means that you need to do the akira in a place of chiyuv and a hanocha in a place of chiyuv. V'hacha havle akira mimakum chiyuv. He did do the akira in the mimakum chiyuv v'anocha mimakum p'tur. But he put it down on the skupa that we've discussed in the first perek, that it's a mimakum p'tur and it's not a rishus ram. V'hadrak mimakum p'tur v'anche mimakum chiyuv. That is what the Mishnah meant when it says that it needs to be kupa. If you have a jug that is full of fruits, venasal scoop, and he put it on the threshold, hachitzona, on the outside threshold, so it's sitting on the outer part of the threshold, so there's peros that are sitting in the receptacle already in the rishus harabim. The receptacle is partly on that scoopa, but even though those, if you drew a line through the receptacle, there are parts of the fruits, or there are fruits that are even sitting outside, potter. Achiyotzi is called a kupa, he needs to take out the entire kupa. So Gemara now analyzes this askupa, that this threshold, exactly what we're talking about. Hi askupa mai, what are you talking about? Ilema askupa rishus harabim. If we're going to say that this askupa is in the rishus harabim, that it is nine tfachim high, and those who stop and put their stuff on it in order to fix their packages, so then in such a case, potter. In such a case, it's going to be potter. This askupa is part of the Rishus HaRabim. No, it's this threshold is. No, it's not part of the Rishus HaYachid. It's Ramish Rishus HaRabim. This threshold is already identified with the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore Hakamapik Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. He really took out from the Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim. El askupa karmelis. But rather, what we're talking about is the following. El askupa. This askupa. Excuse me, I skipped a line. El askupa rishus hayachid. But rather, it must be that we're talking about that this askupa is in the rishus hayachid. What does that mean to rishus hayachid? That it means it's 10 tvachim high, and it has its own identity as a separate rishus. So if it's a rishus hayachid, then in such a case, why would you be chay? Bein shechaz vatsim, bein shechaz acher, potter. Hakamapik rishus hayachid. The Rishus HaRabim. If that would be so, then why did the Mishnah say that if someone else picked it up and took it outside, it's going to be Potter? Then they took from the Askupa, which was a Rishus HaYachid, into the Rishus HaRabim. El Askupa, as I skipped ahead, Carmelis. It's considered a Carmelis. V'hakam Ashwalan, and this is the Chiddush. Taima Dinach B'Carmelis, only if you put it on a Carmelis. The Halach is going to be Potter. Halonach B'Carmelis, Michayiv. But if you don't put it down on the Carmelis, and you put it down in a Rishus HaRabim, in other words, it's a askupa that's not a karmelis, but is a Rishus HaRabim, in such a case, you're going to be potter. The karmelis over here, let us remind ourselves from the first perek, is something that is 3 to 9 tvachim, and it's 4 tvachim wide. In other words, if it's 9 tvachim high, and 4 tvachim wide, so then in such a case, that would be a Rishus HaRabim. If it's 10 tvachim high and 4 wide, then it's a Rishus HaYachid. But a Carmelis is from 3 to 9 tvachim, up until 9 tvachim, that is considered a Carmelis. So that would be the case over here. So what's the Chiddush over here? That in such a case that you're going to be Pater, Masnisan de Loke Ben Azay, it's not following the Shita of Ben Azay, the Sanya Hamoitzim Echanus Lopatia Derach Stav, Chayiv, Uben Azai Poter. That Ben Azai says that if you take an item that you don't have to be put something down for it to be a hanacha. Ben Azai is of the opinion that Mahalich is ka'omed. At the end of every step, it's as if you stop there. So according to Ben Azai, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you walk directly from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. If you walk over or if you put it down in a area that's a Carmelis, so then in such a case, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, in a case of where an individual walked from the Rishus HaYachid over a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim, according to Ben Azai, you're going to be chayiv. In our Mishnah, the Mashmos was that it's because he put it down in the Carmelis as a problem. But if he had walked over the Carmelis, then in such a case, he'd be chayiv. So therefore, we're not following the Shita of Ben Azai. We learned in our Holy Mishnah, Kupa, a receptacle, shihimaleya, that if it's filled with fruits, it depends on whether the actual receptacle was put onto the Rishus HaRabim, and then and only then is he going to be chayif. Amar chizkiya loishanu, ela bikupa malei kshuinu dlun. Well, only kupa that we're talking about is one that is filled with cucumbers. Since some are inside and some are outside, so then in such a case, if he didn't put it entirely in the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to be potter. It's not going to be chayiv until the entire receptacle is put into the Rishus HaRabim, because part of the cucumbers were in the partially in and partially out. Avo malei chardel chayiv, but if it's full of mustard, which is ground, so then there's part of the mustard seeds that were already out, if part of the receptacle is out. So therefore, the halacha is that you're going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, wait a second, maybe we should go after the entire receptacle, irrespective of the type of food that's inside. And if you're not, Alma Kasarsa must be that Chizkiya is assuming Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged, that the Kli is not considered as if it combines everything to its base. Here, the base of the Kli wasn't entirely outside. So maybe each mustard seed is subsumed under the base of the Kli, which is not entirely outside. Reb Yechin Amar, and Reb Yechin disagrees, Afil Mleil Chalder Potel, he holds that even if it's full of mustard seeds, potter, Alma, it would seem that he holds kasavra eged kli shmei eged. So that he holds that eged kli is considered as binding it together, and therefore none of the mustard seeds have actually left. Says the Gemara, Amar b'zeir masnisen loike cheskiet daika, udlok reb yechanan daika. If you read our Mishnah carefully, it doesn't fit neither like the opinion of Chizkiah nor like Rabbi Yechonin. Why? Chizkiah loy daika, says the Gemara in the first wide line, diktani achi yotzias kol hakupa. The Mishnah says until you take out the entire receptacle. Time of the kol hakupa, the problem is that you got to take out the entire receptacle. Hakol haperis. But what if all the peris were out? In other words, you had a receptacle that all the peros were either on one side, or all of the entire kli was out except for part of its base, but all the fruits, let's say it had a thick wall, all of its fruits were outside. The mashmos is potter. You would still be potter even all the peros are outside. Almak, savar, eged, kli, shmei, eged. So then it seems to be that you follow the base, and since the base wasn't entirely outside, you're going to be potter. But at the same time, and that's not like Chizkiah. Yet at the same time, Rabbi Yechon Laidaika doesn't follow Rabbi Yechon. Diktani afal pishroi peris bechutz. The Mishnah says only if the majority of fruits are outside. Time of the roi peris sounds like only the majority of fruits. If only the majority of fruits are not out, hakol peris. But if all peris are out, afagav de gida kupa migavoi. Even though the base was still not entirely out, it was still partially in chayiv. So alma kasari eged kli lo shmei eged. So we have two contradictory diukim that seem to contradict at different stages the rule of eged kli, whether shmei eged or not. So it's true that we have a stira in the Mishnah, but we also have neither a mashmos of Chizkiah nor a mashmos like Rabbi Yechon. Says Gemara ve'elakasha Chizkiah, so you're going to be stuck within Chizkiah. Elakasha, you're going to be stuck. Kama says Gemara Chizkiah mitarza tamei. Chizkiah will answer according to his svara. Rabbi Yechon mitarza tamei. Chizkiah mitarza tamei. Achi yetzias kol hakupa. That the Mishnah said until you take out the entire kupa. What does that mean? Bamedvar mamurim, like we discussed above. Bikupa mleik shuin vidiluin. If we're talking about a receptacle that's full of cucumbers, avo mleik chardel. But if it's full of mustard, nasa kamisha yetzias kol hakupa. It's considered as if he took out the entire kupa. V'chayiv, and that was assuming, like the sheet of Chizkiah, that we don't follow the base, we look at the peros inside. Rabbi Yechon mitarza tamei, afal bishrov peros bechutz. He's going to learn that when the Mishnah says, even though the majority of fruits are outside, he's still nachayiv, v'lo rov peros bovat, it doesn't only mean rov peros, filu kol peros, even if all peros are out, but the base is not entirely out, ad sheyetzi eskal hakupa, you're not going to be chayiv until you take out the entire kupa. So that's how each one is going to reconcile the Mishnah. So there's no stira in the Mishnah, because according to Chizkiah, you could read it one way, that's consistent, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could read it, and it'll be consistent. Frek dehele gemara, meisive, I'll ask you the following question. The Gemara asks on Chizkiah from Abaisa, hamoitzi kupas harochlin, v'nasan alas kupa chitzayna, if you take out the kupa of a peddler, and you put it on the outside of skupa, afal pisharoiv minin bichutz, even though the majority of the besamim, the rochlin generally sold besamim, are on the outside, potter, you're still potter, achi yetzi is kol hakupa, till you take out the entire kupa, mashma, that even though everything is outside, nevertheless, the halacha is that since the eged is partly inside, eged kli, shmei eged, which goes against the shita of Chizkiah that holds eged kli loishmei eged. Answers the Gemara, kasalka daitach bitzrari kasha lechizkiah. If we're talking about a small piece of besam, Chizkiah is difficult because all the peros are out. Amlecha Chizkiah, no, Chizkiah will give us a technical answer. Hachamai skinon buurnasi. We're talking about different types of bosam, and bosam were large and long. And so therefore, not all of Bosam had gone out, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv. Masa Rabibi, 5 lines to the bottom, Barabaye, Hagenif kis b'Shabbos chayiv. If a person steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's going to be chayiv. In other words, he took a wallet out from someone's house. So here, you have a fascinating question in terms of Dinei Mamnas. There is, of course, a very important sugya in Ksubis of Kimlei Bidurabi Minei, in the third parak of Ksubis, and that is that if a person is Chayiv Misa, so then in such a case, they're Potter if they were also Chayiv a Chiyuv of Mammon. So let's say someone was over in Isur Shabbos, and at the same time he damages something, so he's Potter on the Mammon, because if by damaging he was over in Isur Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Misa, and Kimlei Bidurabi Minei, he gets the greater punishment. So therefore, the Braisa tells us that if someone steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's, even though he was chayiv on Shabbos, in the end he did otsa, and he also did Geneva. Nevertheless, he's chayv for the Geneva because the Geneva and the Isser Shabbos did not happen simultaneously. As Gemara says, four lines on the bottom, Shekvar nischayv b'Geneva kodim shiyov l'day Isser Shabbos. He was chayv for Geneva prior to Isser Shabbos. How? Because when he picked it up to steal in the house, so he did the Maisa Geneva, he did the Kinyan Geneva, and then when he walked out, he did the Isser Shabbos. Now we're interested in the Seifa. Hoye megar v'yotzei patur, if he pulls it out on the ground, he's going to be patur. Because, shari iser gneva, iser shabbos, ban kachar, if he pulls out the wallet on the ground, then the moment he stole is the moment he took it out of the house. The moment he was over the iser of haitzav is the moment in which it came out of the house. It's at the same time. V'isal kadai tach eged kli shmei eged, and if you're going to say that the base of the kli is considered eged, kadam le iser gneva, iser shabbos. The money comes out of the house before the entire wallet. Take a look at your wallet now. Take a look at a bill that's sitting in your wallet. So there's a part of the wallet that goes on beyond the bill itself, where the bill ends. You still have a little bit more till the end of the wallet. So the moment in which he's pulling it out, so he got all the money out, but the bill was entirely out, but the wallet was still a little bit inside. So what do you see? You see that we don't say eged kli shmei eged, and we say that the iser. We say that when it comes to the Isser of Gneva and Isser Shabbos, it happens at once, it happens simultaneously, and we don't argue that it happened at different times. Says the Gemara, Id afke derech piv hachanami. If he took it out with his mouth, then that would be one way of addressing the problem. In that case, it mamish happened simultaneously, because if he put the money in his mouth, quite an ukimta, but if he put the money in his mouth, so then there is no issue of egekli. The moment in which his mouth went outside is the moment in which he did both the isrotza and the maisa gneva. So hachamaiskinan. So what are we talking about? How are we going to answer according to this mandamer? The apke derech shulav, he took the kiss out under its bottom. In other words, the wallet was upside down. So since the money couldn't be taken out separate from the wallet because it was upside down, so then in such a case, he's not going to be kona until he took out the entire wallet. Really, the halacha is that he was kona the money separately from the wallet if he did it with the wallet right side up. So then in such a case, it's the money he was kona beforehand. And we say eged kli lav shmei eged. However, over here we're talking about an instance where the wallet was upside down, and then in such a case, according to everybody, even if you hold eged kli lav shmei eged, when you draw it out, you pull it out upside down, so then in such a case, the chiyuv happens bibas achas. Says the Gemara, when it's upside down, can you really not take out the money? There is the area of on upside down of the wallet where it's sewn, and that could be opened up, and you could get it from there. You could take it out going on to Amud Aleph, and therefore it's possible to take it out the money even prior to the entire wallet going out. And therefore, if you hold eged kli lav shmei eged, question is, why is it considered basachas? Said Rabbi Yochanan, we'll learn the brisa with a different pshat. Binaska, we're talking about large pieces of silver. When it comes to large pieces of silver, the only way you're going to take all of them out, because they're long pieces of silver, is if you take out the entire wallet. Without taking out the entire wallet, then in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv. This b'siyata d'shmaya concludes Daf Tzadi Aleph in Masechta Shabbos. Looking forward b'siyata d'shmaya to continuing with you Matzei Shabbos with Daf Tzadi Beis to be mashlim what we were missing from 7.5 years ago. May we continue growing with each other in learning as time begins to meld in our Talmud Torah.